I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's King at Jeromny. He's Ski at TSB Ski. I'm just gonna pump us up right from the beginning here, because our take on Pearl Jam last week got a lot of love, rightfully so. I feel like the internet agrees with us generally that Pearl Jam is, I wouldn't say a bad band, but not a good band.
Not good, but not a good
band. Yeah. I would say that. And what was, I mean, your take was that Eddie Vedder was overrated as a lyricist and that he didn't really write lyrics. Yeah. Okay. So we are, we generally had the internet on our side.
Yeah. It's always good to have the backing of social media.
Yeah, social
media. they're never wrong.
The throngs and throngs of TSB listeners made their voices heard. Which is funny, because it was the same people who we got the idea to talk about it from on Twitter. So I mean, sort of
shocking.
Yeah. everything's a circle, right? True Detective. Yeah. I mean, I would say I'm probably Woody Harrelson. Yeah.
Nope.
You be McConaughey. King just got up and left, so we can make him whoever he wants, like we want him to be.
I was thinking more, was I'm trying to remember.
Would he be Mershala Ali?
Yes. I'll say, is Colin Farrell in one of the seasons?
Colin Farrell?
Or was Farrell?
Colin,
in one of
yes,
them?
Colin Farrell was yeah. in. Yeah, Farrell and what's his name? Taylor Kish.
That yeah. Dude. Right.
And was Rachel McAdams in one?
I believe so as well.
Yeah,
yes.
I think they were in season two. Right. Yeah, that's right. Okay,
right, I'm going to take Colin Farrell. I think.
So you're Colin Farrell. Right. I'll be Woody Harrelson, and then King can be Rachel McAdams. We just decided the characters that we are from True Detective.
Okay.
And you scored Rachel McAdams because you were gone.
Which season is this one? It sounds like the bad one.
She was in season two. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, do you want to be Mershala Ali? You could be him. He's pretty cool. He was old in that season, though.
No, I don't want to be anyone in any of those series after the first one.
First season.
The first season, yeah. All right. They're all bad.
Sounds like I'm the winner then, because I get to be Woody. Fair enough. Cool. All right, guys, let's move on. I mean, listener can't see it, but like, can we comment on Ski's look today? Like you're put together, my friend. Like, I gotta say,
oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know what the occasion was, but like the hair with the facial hair combo.
Well,
nice work.
Got a haircut. Usually when I get a haircut, I shave. And I don't think it's going to last too much longer, but I'm keeping the stash going.
Good
with
work.
It.
It's looking good, man. And
I did realize today I haven't had my head shaved down like low in a long time. And how fucking white I actually am. I don't know if you guys could see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is white.
I see the leveling too, by the way. Like,
oh, yeah,
fade going
different
up.
Layers to it.
That's good work. Yeah, stash is looking good, dude. You guys ever done a professional shave?
I don't know if I trust a straight razor coming at my throat.
Yeah.
Even if they're like certified and good.
They're trained professionals.
Yes.
But what do you have to do to be a trained professional at that? Like, do it 10 times and then they
not
say,
kill
hey,
someone.
You can do this more. Yeah.
I mean,
I kind of feel the same way. All right, where should we start this week? Lots of NFL, lots of MLB. I mean, there's some Ducks Media Day stuff. Vin Scully died. We could start with Vin Scully if you have any thoughts on him. I mean, I don't really have anything to say that hasn't already been said. Like, he's one of the best voices in the history of Earth.
The kind of memoriam I saw on Twitter after his passing, it was kind of the same. It was almost the same from when he retired. It was pretty much just recycled with that.
It does feel like we just did this a few years ago, doesn't it? Like, yeah.
Well, how long ago? 5 years?
6 years ago.
Yeah. 6 years? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because I've I saw a bunch of the same clips I saw then. It was kind of just, I mean, it was almost like he died then. I mean, you didn't hear from him in 5 or 6 years, so it's like, well,
like
might as well have been dead.
Credit where it's due to baseball announcer guy, because they do something that not a lot of people on earth can do. And, you know, he's from that era, like John Miller, the Giants does it. Like, you know, guys don't really do it that much anymore. They're very rare where it's just them for an entire game. Just
I don't know if there's anyone that I don't think there's any
three
solo
and a half
guys
hours.
Anymore.
Like, cause I don't think John Miller even does it every game. I think he just does like home games for the Giants now, but it's like, it is. I as a guy who used to announce games, I can't even imagine like having this talking by myself for 3.5 hours. Like, I don't, it's incredible. And to make it entertaining for people is, you know, put them on a plaque, you know?
You have to be someone kind of like Eckersley now. You have to have so many stories in the bank that you could jump into a story at any time when you're by yourself.
And they have to be interesting. That's the thing. Like, they can't just be like you're like, well, I guess that's the talent, right? Is that you can make a story about like putting your like weed whacker away in your shed and your wife making an offhand comment to you. You can make that an interesting story that you talk about for 20 minutes, you know? Well, I guess that's the talent.
That was the genius of Vin. Is that he could take a story about, oh, you know, the Yankees have a no shave or you have to shave policy versus the Red Sox, where it was all facial hair and hair, whatever. And he could turn that into a story about like isosceles into Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
Thought he was the most beautiful person ever. It's just, that's the, and in between, like, if you listen to the clips, the beautiful part of like listening to baseball on the radio, and I get it, that is an art, that is a thing we just generally don't do now, of course,
right?
No one's, families aren't gathering around to listen to AM radio like they did when Vince Scully for like what, the first 20 years of his career. But he could just do the thing where he's like, and you know, Alexander the Great, he said, I'm so beautiful. It's a slider down, 1-2. You know, like, that's the thing. Cause, and you, when that, you listen, when
that
you listen,
transition is the best. Cause be like, for the count with the story, it's so seamless.
Right. Be like, and, you know, Madison Bumgardner and his wife were wrangling cows, cause that's what they do. And here's the, you know, the story, then the snake, and you hear a pop. And he'll just be like, strike down the middle, and it's 0-1 to Gardner, and here we go, you know, and he just tells the story, and there were jackrabbits in the, when they cut up the belly of the beast, you know, speaking of the belly of the beast, Leviticus 21:47. it is totally a lost art, because like we've made fun of like Mariners guys, you know, and Yankees announcers, because like, well, you know, here's the 2-1. Team is gone. Yankees win. No, Yankees. Roger Clemens. And he was a storyteller. You can totally tell he just started from not just a time that baseball mattered. Baseball voices mattered.
It was everything. It's because you would set your day to it. Like, people would literally, like you mentioned, they would literally sit around their radio in their living room and listen to Vince
Dodger baseball.
How many people at the game itself had the headphones on listening to him call the game too? I don't think you see that anymore.
It was just, you know, like, you know, this part of it has probably been gone for, you know, well, you know, since he retired in 2016, you know, 15 years plus. But, like, there was a time where, like, Vin Scully and somebody like Mel Allen, some of these guys are doing reads. And don't forget to drink your Ovaltine. And while you're at it, get the war bonds, you know. Because Korea, they're the enemy. Where now it's that angle of sports just in general. Fuck, I don't want to hear about Moda. God damn, Nike, get out of here. I don't I don't need a Muscle Milk read. Oh, hey, and here's the Muscle Milk dribble of the game. Because when you drink Muscle Milk, you might dribble it down your face. Oh, my God. Like, really? What a loose-ass tie-in, Portland Trailblazers. Don't care. Oh, he just missed his third straight shot. That's the biofreeze moment of the game. Like, it's just...
Yeah, give me war bonds, Blazers.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and here's the war bonds. Ted Williams just came back, 47 kills in career, and now he's hitting 347.
And this is a reminder to you, loyal listener. If you have any spare scrap metal laying around your garage, take it down to the recycling center. We're using it for the bombs we're gonna drop on Jerry. Love it, man. You're absolutely right. It's gone, you know, like there's
very few storytellers left.
We're just sports. That's not going to be a thing.
Because I mean, like, even like the Mariners, I don't think they do it now. And I could be wrong because I don't really watch. I haven't watched a Mariners baseball game in like four years.
It's not what we ask of them though. But what we require, you know.
But they used to do a thing where it was like. Sims and Niehaus and all these guys, Dave Valley, they would do TV for five innings and then they would switch.
They'd switch,
switch. These guys would go to radio and it was weird and confusing. And
by the way, like I like making fun of the Mariners, but Sims is really good. Like he is good to listen to, in my opinion. Like the times I watch the Mariners, I feel like they are well represented with him as an announcer. I don't even know if he's still an announcer. I'm just saying, like, when I would watch Mariners games,
I
always liked him.
I did watch.
I remember him wearing weird hats.
Yeah, he wears like the cabbie hat.
I'm pretty sure he's still there, and they have some Australian guy. Doing like the color with him.
Crikey!
Yeah, what a deal! He pitched like 3 years in the bigs and. Works his way into fucking doing games. All right.
You know, speaking of Australian guys, we went to high school with a guy who was, you know, nephew of the crocodile hunter. My daughter has been watching, like, he's on Hulu. And so my daughter's super into him right now, just on her own. She did like a school project about him. She just watches his show all the time. And they did an episode in like the first couple of seasons of it. Where they came to Oregon and they're like, they visited her family and there's like a shot of them having dinner with the family. And I'm pretty sure one of the kids in that video was Wilgus. Pretty sure.
Good chance.
He was like elementary school age at the time. And so I was like, "Eh, wait a minute." I don't know. I'm sure he looks very different now. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yes.
Anyway, so RIP Vin Scully, you know, sort of that his era of announcing is sort of, you know, it's ending. Like there's a few guys left who are doing it. And, you know, once they decide to, you know, hang it up.
Is Uecker still going?
That's not what they have.
Uecker's still going. Yep.
Who is?
Bob Uecker.
Yeah. Yep. But again, we're talking about guys who are in their like 80s now.
80s. Yeah.
And so.
I mean, how old did he look in Major League?
They probably shouldn't be doing it anymore, you know? But, you know, like...
What else they got to do?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, nowadays, it's a two-person crew at least. You know, like, TV, they have, like, three or four people now. Like, the Apple TV broadcast, big up Steven Nelson from, what was it, KVAL? Or was he at KVAL here? I forget.
KZI,
yeah. It's always KZI.
It's always KZI.
I should have known better, yeah.
Wait, he does the Apple game now? I thought he was just at MLB Network.
He does one of the two Apple games every Friday, yeah.
With Nolan, buddy. Like,
talk about a meteoric rise there. Jesus, just...
That guy's big time, dude. NHL, MLB, big time. KZI making superstars, man.
The thing about, like, Vin's passing though was just seeing people online who are talking about like their announcer, like for whatever the sport was. Whether it was John Madden, who I'm not gonna say John Madden was bad because that's just dumb. I didn't really really care for John Madden.
Yeah.
I thought he was annoying.
He was fine. Summerall and Al Michaels made John Madden who he was. I mean, Madden was the color. Like they were the glue that held the whole broadcast together.
But people swear that Madden was great before it became a caricature of John Madden.
No, he was not.
I don't know. I never particularly enjoyed him. But I'm not saying he's bad.
Was Walton ever not Walton calling games?
Yeah, actually, it is a little weird. If you listen to some of his, like, just even, like, 2000, I'm kind of fudging on the dates, but, like, 2004 to 2007 ESPN NBA games, he's Walton, but at, like, 25%.
Yeah.
Like, super watered down.
There were two different Waltons in my lifetime. Like, because the original Walton announcer, I always used to make fun of because he would always go like, oh, what a terrible call. Oh, just a terrible play. That's all he'd say. That was his character. And now he's, you know, hippy dippy conference of champions, blah, 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 blah.
Doesn't even talk about the game now.
No, he's stream of consciousness now. Like, that's his whole thing now. But before, all he would do is talk about how horrible everybody was all the time. He was super duper. He'd be like analytical about it, which is weird to think about, but you know, it was like 30 fucking years ago. So.
I feel like Walton's probably done one too many like ayahuasca retreats. And now
you think
he's just in that dimension where he doesn't even care about the basketball game. He's frolicking in a forest somewhere in his mind.
He walked in from the Arizona desert into the arena in like flip flops. Sat down next to Dave Pasch. Somehow they threw a headset on him and he starts talking about whatever the hell's on his mind.
Oh, you know what time it is, folks.
Hey,
it's time for a surprise list. On tonight's edition of It's a Surprise List, we're doing top three sports announcers. It's a surprise list, so I don't have one. Some call it a problem. I call it a gift. I don't get it. I'm not even close.
The music. Number three. All right, we'll just bother it still. Jerry Remy.
What's the list?
Your top three sports announcers. And I'm putting it up close to blow your ears out.
You have succeeded. Top three sports announcers. Joe Buck. All right, your other one.
Controversial with Joe Buck there. All right, my number two, Yogi Roth.
Ooh, Yogi Roth. Wow.
Correct.
My number two, Marv Albert.
Yes, and it counts.
Yes. Spectacular. Look at the G-string on that one. Yes.
All right. My number one, Musburger.
Jerry Danielson. That was the sound of me killing myself.
Yeah.
Number one, I don't. Yeah, I guess Musburger. Yeah, I'll go with Musburger.
Musburger, yeah. It's a great number one.
And that concludes our surprise list of top three sports announcers.
Hey, anybody out there all deaf or anything? That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
It's honestly great. I'm it's not your mic, it's Zoom. Like, as soon as you start playing Zoom or playing music, it messes with the volume.
You are, like, perfect right now to do some, like, AMSR shit.
Ooh,
That's
yeah.
how like loud your
Start
mic
start
just like,
start whispering into your mic.
Yeah.
You are looking live at Eugene, Oregon. It's the Ducks host the Trojans from USC. Lane Kiffin and the boys versus Chip Kelly.
Ooh, say Lane Kiffin again. Ooh.
Lane.
I just imagine him in a beanie and gloves.
Because I was so fucking just overwhelmed by the music. Yogi Roth, not my number two. Petros would be my number two.
Petros P.
Yeah.
Does Yogi Roth even call games?
He does. He's color for Pac-12 Network. Is Pac-12 Network still a thing?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, then yes. Roxy Bernstein.
Roxy.
Little Roxy Bernstein.
Before we move off from like
Connor Blackburn.
Voices, who is your college football like lead voice for you?
Current like all time?
Just all time.
Keith Jackson by far.
See, I don't even think it's I want to say Keith Jackson because I love like but he was relegated
to Herb Street, dude.
See, to me it's Brent Musburger and then Herb Street. Because I think was starting in like 99, 98, Keith Jackson was just doing Pac-12 games. So like we never really got the and Alabama. You know, we got his calls because we watched him read the Chili's matchup at the Rose Bowl when it was in Arizona and UCLA in front of 40,000 people. But yeah, for me it's Musburger, you know, just the and you are looking live.
I feel like I've heard Herb Street so many times without Musburger and like longer that like Herb Street's got to, he's been doing it for like, it's got to be like 20 years or something now, right?
Yeah. What do you guys think about Fowler?
Something like that.
Fowler solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's solid.
All right. Shall we actually talk some sports? I guess let's start with the Dolphins because
I don't know if I've ever heard that said before.
It is the third time. So if you don't know, the Dolphins got punished by the NFL for tampering with Tom Brady, and it will cost them a first round pick and a third round pick. Owner got fined $1.5 million and got suspended. Like what? Would he suspend an owner for? Like, okay, whatever.
$1.5 million. I'm pretty sure this guy has like $8 billion.
Yeah, whatever. If it was worth it to possibly think about getting Tom Brady, but like my buddy brought this up that it is the third time in NFL history that a punishment has cost a team a first round pick. Can you guys think of the other two?
I'll say Deflategate and the Saints. Yeah.
Deflategate is one of them. The Saints is not the other one. The other one is when the Patriots recorded the Rams before the Super Bowl. All three.
Tom Brady, fraud.
Tom Brady. Oh.
Fraud. This guy, how does he skate on all this shit?
He didn't get in trouble for any of it.
None of it.
No, I thought he caught four games for the flake.
Well, he did.
That's fair.
Fair enough.
That's fair. But there was like early season Patriots. Patriots don't do anything early in the season anyways.
In hindsight, when Deshaun Watson's catching catching four for that.
Didn't they win the Super Bowl that year too? The flake gate year? I feel like the Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl that year.
Well, was that Jimmy G starting for him?
Yeah, first four games.
Yeah.
And then Brady came back, and they won the Super Bowl. Because he's Tom Brady.
So Patriots. It's hard with the Patriots because what year could it be? Which Super Bowl year was it? It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Definitely don't want to think about it.
But yeah, I guess, you know, the Watson thing is the big story this week, just in that the NFL sort of continuously makes horrible decisions to make themselves look like shit. So my point in this is that they worked the deal with the NFLPA in the collective bargaining agreement to use a person who is like a third party. And they get this judge to make the ruling. The judge is like, you know, he's guilty as hell. Like, he was a predator, like, used a whole bunch of keywords that are really bad things about human beings.
She did also say a key one. She did say a non-violent. She said non-violent.
Non-violent, like sexual predator. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that they didn't want to do it. He did it anyways. Like, lots and lots of people. This is really bad. Also, the NFL has such a horrible, they have no policy for punishing players. And all of the precedent that has been set before this leads me to believe this should be 6 games. So even though he's scum of the earth, he absolutely did all of these horrible things, 6 games. And the NFL is now in a position where they have to appeal their own suspension to try to make it more, and then definitely get sued by the NFLPA after they
and
make
Watson.
That decision. Yeah. And so the NFL, like, again, like, it's the most successful sports league in the world. It's, you know, it's fail safe. It's never going to lose. Always going to make money, whatever. People are always going to watch them no matter what Trump says. Like, and yet they continuously do this stupid shit to
they
put
themselves
in these positions.
They got to be so mad at this ex-judge. It's like, if you just handed down, like, 10 games even, just probably doesn't get challenged again, and it just, he eats 10 games instead 6, and they have to jump in at with 6. They're, it almost forces their hand, because I think they are going to try to push for at least a year.
Forces a hand, things Deshaun Watson did.
And Goodell's the one who decides who, you know, rules on the appeal too. So
he,
it's like,
I'm pretty sure he rules on the appeal.
He decides. So it's probably he's probably going to decide on himself.
Yeah.
But like he could go third party again if he wanted to. But they're like, the reports say that they want at least a season, like at least a full season. And, you know, if that happens, there's no way the NFLPA, like, the NFLPA sues them, and then they have to go to court, and then they have to, like, you know, litigate the length of a suspension again. And we know how that went last time. And again, they just look like complete bumbling idiots every time something like this happens.
Was he suspended before by the Texans, or was he just asked not to be there by them?
It was one of those things where the news kind of came out, and the news was like, I want to trade. And no team was willing to trade for him. They were like, just go home.
Yeah. So he was not suspended that whole time.
No, they were like, just don't
show up. Yeah.
Yeah. So he served zero suspension.
Zero.
So far,
yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not here for the people saying last year should be part of the punishment. Because it's like, you made like whatever it was, $37 million to just.
He got paid to not work after being a sexual predator for a few years. Like,
yeah.
Miss me with that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And honestly, does he really care? Because if you look at the structure of his contract, I don't think he's supposed to make that much money this year.
No,
it's all like backloaded after this season. So if he misses out on like $2 million this year.
The 6 games as it is now will cost him like $340,000 because they specifically wrote the contract knowing, you're probably not really playing much in 2022.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Which is just gross.
Can you imagine coming up with the contract based on knowing that he's going to get suspended for sexual assaults? Jesus Christ.
Like, hey, man,
Cleveland. Sports. Cleveland.
Hey, man, football.
Cleveland. You're so scummy, dude. Cleveland. Gotta be hard to be a fan of that right now. Be so difficult. Jesus. I mean, more difficult than it has been.
It's football. All that matters. If let's say he is suspended even all this year, if he wins that next year when he first comes back, they don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you dealt with this with Tyreek. It's like, yep. The person, the team, they're, if you separate them out, you could get away, you know, they could get away with murder, essentially, if you separate them. So. But honestly, that's, I think it's hilarious because Goodell, I think he implemented this so he wouldn't just get thrashed all the time for him just making the decision on suspensions. He's
that
like,
was
all right,
it. Yeah,
we'll get the outside person.
He was trying to cover his own ass, and then he...
Exactly.
And screws himself.
Everything, and yeah, they bring the third party in, and now he's going to have to be the bad guy again. And some people, well, the good guy, I guess, in a lot of people's eyes, if they go ahead and suspend him, but the bad guy to the players union and the Watson and some Browns fans, I'm guessing.
His position is so weird. Like, just going back to the Dolphins stuff too, where he's in this position of power where he's expected to make, you know, these, he's expected to make rulings on stuff like this. Like, and he works for them. So like, he is an employee of the owners. So like, so back to the Dolphins, like he just fined and suspended his boss. Like, can you imagine in any other line of work like that happening?
Well, I mean, nothing he does is not in concert with the powerful voices.
What they want
owners.
Him to do. Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. So, hey, billionaires, you're all gross. I wish I was one. I wish I was a gross billionaire. But they're all gross.
I would not be a gross billionaire. I just want to put
I would.
That
I'd be
there.
I'd be leathery, slimy, yeah. I would. I wouldn't commit sexual assault, but I'd be gross. But the owners are the ones kind of telling him now, like, dude, it's got to be more than six games. And they're probably not doing it out of, like, a virtuous stance. They're doing it out of optics.
PR, yeah.
But whatever. Like, that's okay on a situation like this. It's all gross. But six games? Get out of here with that.
Did they never – I wonder if they ever even thought about just putting out simple guidelines for – acts that are, you know, an
not
assault
flicking,
of some kind.
Not flicking cum on masseuses. Yeah. Yeah, that seems... I feel like that doesn't need to be put into print.
You gotta put that in the CBA?
No, but
stop,
I'm saying, like,
flicking,
you know...
the tip of your penis while you're ejaculating onto the breasts of...
Yeah, so how about... Why don't they set for each time you flick your spooge at a masseuse, it's a set amount of games. So when you have 26 or whatever... You know, accounts at it. You have a frame of reference you could go to. Do it for drugs. I mean, you can do it for everything. They just kind of. I don't know if it's what the NFLPA has been against it or what, but they've kind of gotten lazy with. It seems like at least a simple thing to get a basic set of games down for.
So like I'm curious about the NFLPA because you know they're a union. They exist to do absolutely everything they can to support their employees. And so whether that be Deshaun Watson, whether that be, you know, whatever, in any situation, their whole point is to support their players, sort of, period. But I wonder what point it would have to reach where they would say themselves, you know what? Six games is not enough. You know what I mean?
I feel like Ray Rice was that.
Well, I'm saying
it has to be on camera. It's not on camera.
No, exactly. So, okay. Oh, wait. So you mean like the sexual assaults would have to be on camera?
Yes.
Crazy.
Or like.
Yeah, but that's just the truth.
Definitive just, proof. Like definitive yeah. proof. Like, I
mean, we all know the stats. Yeah, we all know the stats on sexual assault. And, False accusations are rather minute, and still, because we don't have video proof, an overwhelming enough of them go uncharged. It just, or unprosecuted if they even get the initial charge. It just is what it is. So yeah, so the players' union, unless there's videotape, they're not
or actual criminal you know, prosecutions happening.
Nah, but even that, yeah. unless he's sent to jail, they don't care.
No, that's exactly what I mean. It's like every single one of these things we're talking about, people aren't actually going to jail or even really getting or even going to trial. Like, you know, like grand juries declined to press charges. Grand juries declined to press charges against Watson twice, no matter how much like evidence they have staring them in the face. And so unless that happens, I guess the NFLPA is like, you know what? Like you weren't really able to prove anything. Our guy, like the NFL, like we work out these collective bargaining agreements for a reason. It's so we can protect our people. And these are our people. If you have something, bring it. If you don't, then 6 games, we're probably going to appeal that too. Let's knock it down to 4, you know?
It is interesting that the owners, the Browns, they knew for sure what he was doing. That's why there's a clause in his contract that says you can't get outside massages anymore. You have to get massages in building by our personnel only.
Like supervised. So,
I mean, they're like, yes, essentially it's like seeing your kid, like it's a felon or you like get your kid taken away. It's like, well, you got to have a supervised visits now because you can't be trusted because you're a dirtbag.
And it's in a contract. It's written in a contract.
Did we ever talk about the Kyler Murray contract with his, he was forced to watch like 4 hours of game film a week and
no.
He made a big stink about it.
As dumb as that stipulation that has been taken away was, imagine being irate over having a quarterback watch 4 hours of tape a week.
Well,
a week.
They put it in there for a reason. It wasn't just out of the blue.
Well, he says he doesn't watch film.
That's the
thing. He literally admits to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to think Brady probably watches 4 hours of a day.
Who does?
Brady. You know, Brady, right. all the really good quarterbacks right now.
Eats his avocado ice cream, watches game film.
Gets hair plugs, watches film.
While he's standing up in the tan machine thing, he's got his tanning machine has like a Microsoft tablet built into it, right?
Getting fillers into his forehead. Yeah.
He's rich enough now. They got those like contacts you can put in your eyes and it's like a TV screen. That's how Brady rolls.
By the way, like the more I think about, you know, 4 hours of game film outside of normal business hours, the more I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like I worked all day.
Yeah,
like,
but that's being salaried, baby.
I practice.
You're on call all the time.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But I'm also like, you know, like I watched film with my coaches and my teammates. I watched a lot of it by myself as well. I also practiced. I also lifted weights. I got massages. I did all these things.
Whoa, easy. That's what got him there in the front. Hey, problematic. Sean and problem two.
Problematic. But then I go home. I want to relax and have a meal and watch some Netflix, like to relax and have, you know, mental health. I don't also want to watch game film at home.
You want to know a simple solution there?
Don't play in the NFL, I guess. But
well, no. How about you have a driver or an Uber on your way home? Probably takes you a good 20 plus minutes to get home, 30 minutes. There's 30 minutes right there.
Yeah, fair enough, right? Like take the scenic route home and just watch film in the back of your
It takes him much longer than that. They play in Glendale.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
And
he is not living anywhere close to Glendale. I can promise you that. As a novice about the Son of the Valley, you know, geography. He ain't living in Glendale.
It's like the 49ers players. They're driving an hour and a half to get home after practice.
Yes,
exactly. And here's the other thing. I could probably take close to 44 hours of a shit a week. Does he not shit? Does he not poop? Is that the problem? Or is he just like so healthy that it's just like perfectly tapered, no wipes, just out of your system in 30 seconds, he's on the move.
No, you're pro athlete. You schedule your poops, right? So you're right. You got regimented poops, and so you can work that game film into there. I hear you.
Tim Brady definitely schedule his dumps.
He absolutely does.
And if it takes a little longer, he, you know, sends an email to his nutritionist and be like, what the fuck? You're fired.
Yeah. When
shit
his
took 30
stools,
seconds too long.
When Tom Brady's stools take a little bit too long, he gets veneers put in while he's sitting on the throne.
That's the only time Giselle like is worried about him. She's like, is everything okay, Tom? I don't know how Giselle talks.
You racist. Just you, all Brazilian style like that?
You pooped for 1 minute, 30 seconds. I don't know. I'm going Bjork. Does that work for Giselle? You poop for 1 minute, 30 seconds, Tom Brady? She's from Brazil, right? Yeah.
Giselle is, yes.
Yeah, not quite Bjork. Anyway.
Where is she from, like Iceland or some shit like that?
Yeah, totally. All right, should we talk some MLB? Or should we go, or Debo signed. Should we talk about Debo real quick? Because that's finally, I mean, behind us. He got the agent who works for him.
That guy's making all the money right now.
Works for DK Metcalf. Works for, like, everybody. He got them all slotted right in the same spot. So all of this, like, the only guy who's, you know, sort of the outlier is Tyreek, who got paid way too much money to go to Miami, but everybody else is right in that. You know,
see, I think if you look at it, like, because it's the NFL, so it's all about the guaranteed money.
Exactly.
It's right there. It's right there with.
And he's still way above everybody else, though, like Tyreek is for the fully guaranteed. I think, I don't actually think they said Debo's fully guaranteed yet, but it was like, it's, you know, $35, $40 million range, something like that. And that's like right above DK by like a couple million and, you know, like AJ Brown or whatever. They're all right in the same area. So, you know, all that hullabaloo about him not wanting to play running back, you know.
Well, I'm sure that's where that big money comes in. If I get 20 carries in a season, I get, you know, an extra million.
No, it's like, it's yards. So it's like, if he gets, it's like 350 yards, he gets, it's like a few $100,000 or something like that. The most he can get a year on like running back bonuses is like 800K or something like that, which seems pretty low, right?
I'd be a little petty and just run like dives with him. Be like, fuck you, you're not getting your 350 yards, but we're going to run you 100 times.
Just right up the middle.
Yeah, fuck you, Debo.
Fuck you, Debo. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's not going to be happening. But I'm stoked. It was just in time for pads to come on and practice. And so he joined the team and everybody's accounted for. Even Jimmy G.
Gotta love those fake like trade / retirement threats that came out of the NFC West this year.
Oh yeah.
Sean McVay was totally retiring.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald was totally retiring.
Yeah.
Debo was gonna hold out and maybe stop playing football at the age of like 24. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
At a certain point, like the Niners did play it well. They're like, no, you're not.
Well, they, okay. Again, like I mentioned it a couple times, they had all the cards. Debo was on his rookie contract. If he sat out, he didn't get paid.
And well, that's why I was.
And then he's a restricted free agent after this year. And so if anybody is going to sign him, the Niners get a draft pick from him. So it's like, I mean, you can threaten all you want. The Niners want to sign you. You want to get paid. So just fucking chill out, dude.
Well, and like even Kansas City, it's not the same. It's not apples to apples. But, you know, Tyreek said, make me the highest paid wide receiver. And they were like, no.
No. Yeah.
And then 24 hours later, they're like, all right, where do you want to go? He said Miami. Like, all right.
Okay.
You're gone.
Yeah, have fun.
Maybe that turns out terrible, whatever. But they were just like, we believe in whatever we have enough. Yeah.
No,
okay.
It's not that. It's just we don't value that position with that much money. Like, we don't think you should get paid as much as Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to pay a wide receiver that much money. And I get it.
30 mil guaranteed a year is
crazy.
Crazy.
We do see these little ebbs and flows of different positions that, you know, start jumping up big. Like, DBs had a run there where they were getting paid a shit ton. I think it's just that run right now where for the next, like, 5 years, just wide receivers are going to get –
Revis fucked up the game for everybody because he kept getting those huge deals and then didn't actually do anything.
Well,
teams are like, we're not doing this anymore.
Well, you know who fucked this whole thing up was Christian Kirk, because someone paid Christian Kirk like a shit ton of money. Yeah, shit ton of money, and he is a very average receiver.
Super average.
So if you're a good receiver, like, look at this fucking scrub making this much money. And then, boom, it takes off from there, and now you have leverage.
Oregon legend Christian Kirk, by the way.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
What was it, like, he and Addison or something, right? Like, yeah. Kirk was like a commitment and then flipped on the last day to Texas A&M, and then Addison flipped from Texas A&M on signing day or something. It was weird.
Yeah.
Where do you go, Texas?
Texas A&M. All right. Should we talk some MLB stuff?
Soto was a big deal, but
Soto was a big deal. What, you guys got Hosmer?
Great.
Got Hosmer, the Wizard of Oz, baby.
Who else did you get? You got Pham. Tommy Pham.
two big Trumpers. Some ex Padres who love them some Donald Trump and anti-vaccine talk. Tommy Pham and Eric Hosmer.
And somehow Toronto still has this, you know, vaccination thing in place there. It is such a big advantage for the Blue Jays at home games. There's definitely a few guys on every team when they go to the Rogers Center there that are not playing.
I wonder if they have meetings like with Trudeau. They're like, can we
probably
just
like, hey, let's keep this through the end
of the season, maybe? Saying.
Yeah, because the Cardinals just played there, and Goldschmidt and Arenado both not playing. It's like, well, you're playing against a bunch of AAA players then at this point. It's like, shit, such an advantage.
I mean, Goldschmidt and Arenado saw that everyone that got the vax grew tentacles out of their heads. So
yep.
I totally stand by their stance of not getting the vaccine.
Brilliant.
I can't wait to hear what a monkeypox vaccine gives you. Does it give you a tail? Do you actually become a monkey?
Be sick,
right?
Hey. Jumping on the roof and shit. I'm in.
Yeah, NBA players and like wide receivers would love that.
Yes,
yeah, high point that ball like
high
crazy.
Point the shit out of it.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Speaking of masturbating and throwing it everywhere,
yeah. Just think of Deshaun Watson had a tail. Man, he could.
Nah, let's not do that.
Yeah, he's telling tales.
Yeah,
judges just aren't really believing him.
Let's not talk about the black athlete being a monkey, huh? Let's not do that. I'm saying let's not do that.
Yeah, move on.
That's what I am saying.
Why'd you bring that up? I don't even get it.
Go back to your racist Brazilian accent you're doing for Giselle.
my Iceland accent for Brazil. I feel like there had to be more.
It's baseball.
The A's got rid of Montas and Trevino, so they're. I mean, they only have a few more guys left to get rid of before they, you know.
They'll wait to the offseason and
hand the team off to somebody else to buy or whatever. I think they got like Laureano left. I'm trying to think, like who's actually still decent on the team. It's like Laureano. It's about it. Like, I mean, somebody would value
Cole Irvin,
who would actually
Cole
like
Irvin still pitching.
Who would actually want? Yeah, he's definitely still pitching. Yep,
right. He's pitching.
Yep. All right. Do you guys give a shit?
So that Soto deal was a major deal, but I still don't care.
Yeah, it's really hard to care. How about golfers suing the PGA?
Don't care.
All right.
Didn't watch before, won't watch now.
How about media day for the Ducks?
Oh, that's a good one. A lot of meaty information there.
Do you guys get a look at Bo Nix's tan? How about that?
Get farmer's tan going?
No, it's just
it's
the same tan he always has.
I don't trust my quarterback unless he's got a dirty farmer's tan going. Like Herbert always rocked a good farmer's tan.
Who did?
But now he's all Herbert when he was here.
Yep.
And now Herbert's just like bronzed up from being in LA.
Herbert's going out there fishing all the time here, man. Yep.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
didn't. I didn't see anything from media day today. So
yeah, right.
I saw some pretty good tweets, some very meaty tweets about media day. They're very Borderline insightful. Erotic. Yeah,
yeah.
And you know we're we're bringing on Matt Kearney. You know who Matt Kearney is?
Yeah, we went to school with him. I think
it's a big get for us. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
You want to read some Oregon Media Day tweets in your "Coming Home from Oregon" song?
Oh yeah, certainly do.
Are you guys ready for this? It's a big get for us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Wow. He just like walking around outside, or
No. We're really good friends. We.
Oh, you guys are close. Oh. Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right,
cool. Well, come on, Matt.
Why?
Matt's having issues, guys.
It's not issues. It's distractions.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Matt, come on.
Is he going home?
No. Well, he's here.
Okay. He wrote a song about it, so
he did.
He might be going home.
Dan Lanning. With a lot of praise. For defensive linemen, Brennan Dora Love. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. I'll read another.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, Matt. Jeez.
Hey.
Glad you're here.
Wow, Matt. Thanks, man.
Dan Lanning. Opens his press conference by thanking the media for the coverage of the Ducks. What, Matt? I kind of like you.
Oh, thanks.
Man, that's a good song, Matt. Thanks, man. Jeez.
You got any more there?
Yeah,
Matt?
You got anything else in the?
Yeah, I got another one.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Dan Lanning is about to get getting to kick off Oregon Football Media Day. Hashtag go Ducks.
Wow, Matt, like I really love the artistic choice to like say the hashtag like that. Really appreciate your time, man.
It's brand engagement. Oh, can I read another? Because I really like Oregon Media Days.
Hey, Matt, do you have any other songs other than this one song?
Yeah, check it out at mattkearney.com. All right, I guess I'll keep on going. Is that all right?
Yeah, I think that's fine, Matt.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
Dan Lanning. Do. On QB plans, we're going to keep chopping ellipsis. You can't just have one QB going into the season.
Yeah, you want to know what, Matt?
Wow.
Dan Lanning was right.
God, the ellipsis, just brilliant lyricism, Matt. Really appreciate it.
Can I do like one more?
Well, do we have time, Ski?
I don't know. Matt's pretty busy here. I mean, don't you got to catch a flight to?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Nashville.
Yes,
how about that?
Yes, please.
Okay. You good, Matt?
Yeah, I'm okay.
We look for measured improvement. Dan Lanning on what a. Successful camp looks like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Measured improvement.
Yeah. Media camp. Media day is pretty cool. Yeah.
Hey, Matt, are you going to be with us throughout the season? Anytime a media person has something to say about the Ducks?
Are you asking me if I'm following the program? Or if I like the podcast, Because the answer to yet to both is yes. I'm coming on the podcast. I remember back to
2012. When we used to have Michael Young on the podcast. Thanks, Matt.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really appreciate it, man.
Actually, well, I got one more. That says,
oh, okay.
I want to put right. a bow on this whole thing.
Oregon Media Day is set to begin. Dan Lanning up momentarily. These are worthless Twitter updates. Media days are worthless. Do anything but pay attention to media days. I'm eating glass instead of watching media days. I'd like to douse myself in gasoline and light myself on fire instead. All right, Matt, that's
all
enough.
Right. All right, I'm out of here.
It's a little aggressive.
Get out of here. Go hang out with Clay Travis in Nashville. We're good.
All right, okay. Go Axeman. I mean, yeah, I'm go saying Axeman. I'm saying what? Axeman because I'm not woke. Get woke.
Yeah,
bro.
Wow.
Where's
wow.
The Axeman?
Wow.
Yeah, oh, Matt. Get out of here, Matt. Okay, I'm out.
They are axe people, Matt. Honestly. Jeez. Thanks, Matt, I guess.
Get out of here, Matt. Jesus.
Yeah, what a horrible turn that took. Jeez. Well, I never meet your heroes, right?
Right, exactly.
You know?
What to say.
What a creep.
Yeah. All right, let's do our list. Our list is listener submitted. It is from Mike Booble. At MT Booble, I think it is, right? I've seen it a billion times. I just can't remember it off the top of my head. He gave us a possible topic to talk about this week that we turned into a list. Listener engagement, ladies and gentlemen. It is the greatest of all time NFL player at every position. But not every position, just the offensive skill positions, because every position would be crazy.
Digging into left guards. Let's be real.
Gary Zimmerman.
Did he play left guard?
Oh, I don't know.
Get out of here, Matt.
Shut up, Matt. God damn it.
God damn it, Matt.
Fuck out of here. Gary Zimmerman homer over here. Jesus, go away. So we're going to go through quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, fullback. We are going to have our actual greatest of all time, who we think is the greatest of all time. Then we're going to have a homer pick for each position as well. And so let's start with quarterback. Who wants to go first?
It's boring. It's Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady.
I hate it so much, and it's fucking Brady.
The answer is Tom Brady. Okay, now who's your homer pick?
Oh, as a Kansas City fan?
Yep.
Steve Bono.
Steve Bono.
Nah, Alex Smith, I'm kidding. Ah, Matt Blunden.
Team Alex Smith, all the way. Mine is Steve Young. Got a couple of Hall of Famers at my disposal for that position. So
yeah, Buccaneers fan over here.
I'm a big Buck fan.
USFL fan, yeah.
I mean, mine's LA pretty
Express.
Easy. Peyton's my pick. Yeah.
Peyton Thorson? We talking Northwestern football?
No, it's Peyton Hillis, actually.
Ah,
oh, man. Hey, don't skip ahead, man. Come on.
Yeah, right.
All right, running backs. So, greatest running back of all time and homer pick running back of all time. Mine is Barry Sanders.
Mine's Barry as well. I didn't watch Jim Brown, so what the fuck am I supposed to know about Jim Brown?
You know,
like that?
I looked
online. Sweetness, I didn't really watch either, so it's like how you...
You know, I was looking, and it's not going to be Emmett Smith, by the way.
No, definitely not.
No, so
compiler.
Yeah, you know, I looked online at fullback.
Great visual of running backs.
Yeah.
And Jim Brown is listed as a fullback.
Yeah, Jim Tom Brown, Rathman.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, that's your running back?
No, my running back is Walter Payton.
Okay. I can see it. Just highlights. You know, just,
and my homer pick is Priest Holmes.
Yes.
That
my homer pick
great
my
for like 18 months.
My homer pick is Frank Gore. No brainer.
I thought you'd go Garrison Hurst.
Nah, man. Or Roger Craig or something.
Or Craig, definitely. Ricky, Craig. Or Rat.
It was Ricky it, no, Whale. It was actually Waters. Almost Ricky Waters, who was there for like 3 years. But you can't go. Inconvenient Truth, come on now. Can't go against Gore.
My homer pick was Edge, Edgerrin James.
Yeah. Yes.
Because honestly, he's the only running back in the franchise, really, that you can make.
God damn
Dickerson
it.
Dickerson was there.
That's true. God damn
it.
Edgerrin
people,
James
do
cool.
people remember him there or with the Rams?
No. Yeah, he's like a. I think he's a Ram.
Yeah.
And a Raider just because they were popular, but.
I think a few guys on this list ended their careers as Raiders too. Al Davis
Warren Sapp.
Throwing money at really good players. Yeah. All right, wide receiver Jerry Rice.
I'm going Randy Moss.
I'm Randy Moss as well. I feel like Rice is somewhat of a compiler as well.
Ooh,
just playing healthy too long.
But he played a long fucking time too.
He's a Seahawk and a Bronco
and a Raider
and a Raider,
but. Yeah, but when he was with the Niners, I mean, he was the best receiver.
The best wide receiver ever? Yes, he was. I'm flipping with you guys. I got Randy Moss as my, like, homer one. I mean, Jerry Rice is already my homer one, so favorite wide receiver not named Jerry Rice is Randy Moss. Absolutely. Who you got? Marvin Harrison? Ski?
I mean, I got to go T.Y.
T.Y.?
I got T.Y. over Harrison. Harrison's a little problematic still, so.
Yeah, what's Harrison known for?
Murder.
Like, murder and, like, wasn't he the guy who, like, ate McDonald's every meal, too, or something like that?
Yeah, it's Chad Johnson.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
He didn't celebrate his entire career, also.
Yeah.
Every touchdown he scored, just flipped the ball and walked away.
Super duper boring until he murders people.
But.
Weird.
Yeah, my semi homer pick would be David Boston just because he was so roided out. But I loved him.
Yeah,
he's not good, but he was like love David Boston.
All right, tight ends. Wait, King, did you give yours?
I guess Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Boring, I know.
What about Dante Hall, man?
He was more of a returner.
I would go
to
Dante
be honest.
Hall. Technically played.
I thought about going Joe Horn.
I was gonna say, I'm trying to think of chief receivers
Sammy
back
Parker.
In like the 90s.
Yeah, Sammy Parker.
J.J. Burden. There weren't a lot of them, buddy.
No,
there weren't. All right,
because they
had
a quarterback, it's like never had a receiver with any of them. I was thinking of that when it's like chief receiver that King would pick. It's like, I didn't have one.
I think we just named all of them.
Yeah, I guess that's the problem.
Tony Gonzalez.
I'm Tony Gonzalez as well.
I gotta go Gronk. His heights were just incredible.
I get why. It's just Tony Gonzalez did all of that for much longer. He was unstoppable.
It's like how good is Kelsey without Mahomes?
Hey, Kelsey was good with Alex Smith. Like,
yeah, Kelsey's gonna be good. Yep.
But how was Gronk when like Brady was out? I'm sure he was still good. I don't know.
Gronk like refused
all,
to play when Brady didn't play.
Right.
Like he's
magically hurt. Also,
he will not play if Brady is not in the game. Exactly. My homer one is Kittle. It was almost Brent Jones, but I really like Kittle, man. He's great.
I mean, I guess mine is Dallas Clark.
Dallas Clark? Yeah. It's got to be.
I guess my homer
He wasn't that great, but
yeah.
I guess my homer one is Tony Gonzalez. Sorry, Travis Kelce.
Wow.
You bum.
Oh, wow.
You fucking bum. You
bum.
That is
do it in February, Kelce. I guess you too, Tony Gonzalez. Do it in February.
Yeah,
or January.
Or January.
I don't remember you in January, Tony.
All right, fullback. My fullback is Jim Brown. Like I said, he was a fullback, apparently. Oh.
I think he was, I bet he's designated as a fullback, Mike Allstott.
Okay, my actual fullback is like Lorenzo Neal. It's gotta be Lorenzo Neal.
Meg the Stallion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's my homer one. couple of fullbacks for the Niners, by the way. Like Tom Rathman, obviously. Juszczyk is really good. I'm still gonna go Rathman though, just because that's my childhood.
See, I am also taking Rathman, and that's purely from Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yep.
As his name was Rathma in it. They couldn't even get the N in his name.
Couldn't fit the name in there.
But Rathma was dirty in Tecmo.
He's a beast. What's yours? Is Christian Okoye a fullback?
He was not.
Okay.
Kyle Lowry. Google Kyle Lowry behind.
Anthony Rizzo.
Is that the other one? Fullback on Kyle Lowry. Body crazy perfect, big titties, little waist.
Yeah. Cakes.
Body yaddy 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 yaddy.
Kyle Lowry for fullback is your homer fullback. God damn.
Listen, I'd lift those up to see if they were heavy. I don't even care.
You just want a weight. You want a weight measurement out of it.
I do. I just want to see how heavy they are. Like, just, yeah, oh my God, they look. Yeah, sandbags back there. It's crazy.
It's like, I mean, you see them, and you just, you know, they look fine. Then you just get them in your hands.
I mean, it's why Kyle couldn't chase around Jason Tatum in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. It's like
Dr. Miami got to him.
It's like athletes running with the, you know, like how they have the tire around their waist or whatever, and they're doing the sprints. That's him running with them cakes, man.
Yep.
Got a full bakery back there. All right. You guys got anything else?
I mean, Ducks basketball got a pretty big recruit, but that's still ways away.
Whatever. So on that note, I've never been more excited for a 5-star than the one they have coming in this year. That like Khalil Ware or whatever, Kyle L. Ware.
How are you say his first name?
His highlight tape looks insane. Like insane.
Yeah,
which means he'll average 7 points for Dane Altman.
I'll be sure to check him out in 3 years when he actually plays basketball here. It'll be great. All right. Well, thank you for listening. At TSB Pod, at Jeromny, at TSB Ski. Listen to the movie podcast, Dickheads.